Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 28, the first paragraph. Here was the terrible dilemma in which our friend, reading through two paragraphs ending with, a design for living that really works. We're reading and commenting on both paragraphs this morning. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Yvonne A. Reader of the text, Dion R. Lorraine N. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Shelley E. The reference number for Tuesday, September 13th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,398. That's 19398. And for this morning, Wednesday, September 14th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 19,402. That's 19402. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Noel E., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, Dawn. My name is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food and our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked God to remove all our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory. When we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service today, and with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Terry H. I will now ask Yvonne A. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Number five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Yvonne A. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topics. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 28, the first paragraph. Here was the terrible dilemma in which our friend, through two paragraphs ending with, a design for living that really works, reading and commenting on both paragraphs. I will now ask Dion R. to read and share with us.
Yes, hi, good morning, Dion, and thank you. Your service and everyone is here. I am Dion R. from Ohio, very grateful to be here. Here. The terrible dilemma in which our friend found himself, which he had the extraordinary experience, which, as we have already told you, made him a free man. We in turn sought the same escape with all the desperation of a drowning man. We in turn sought the same escape with all the desperation of drowning men. What seemed at first a flimsy reed has proved to be the loving and powerful hand of God. A new life has been given us, or if you prefer, a design for living that really works. Thank you, thank you. Very powerful reading, and I guess what I'm what's sticking out to me today is all of it, really, both paragraphs. It was like, because I can identify being in a terrible dilemma. Oh, my God, it was like, I don't know. The food is keeping me hostage, but I'm really not sure if I want to hear the solution. I'm not sure if I want what you guys have. I just don't know. But I did know in the bottom of the gut of all the food and the chaos in my head that my way wasn't working. It just didn't work. So I think that was the first part of me beginning to surrender to the program of Overeaters Anonymous. Okay, you got something I want, and so let me just try. I tried everything. I tried it like many people have said throughout the years of other programs, praying, waiting, all that stuff, and it just didn't work. But I am so grateful that when I did surrender, what I thought was that, well, just get me to lose my weight so I can do A, B, or C. After I lose the weight, I'll say thank you very much and I'm gone. Wind up being, instead of that flimsy reed of just, I'm just going to get, I wind up being in a bark, you know, a tree bark. It was like, oh, this is real. This stuff really works. I don't know how, but it works. And it has proven to me that after all these years, you know, that it was a God. It was a spiritual. It is a way of life. It was not just something I can just pay you a dollar a week at that time and just keep it moving. This is a real program that works, and I'm so grateful it worked. It worked. Got me through death. It got me through birth. Got me through marriage. That got me through how to be a grandparent, graduate, going back to school, you know, putting, you know, letting my mom say, yes, I'm ready to go home. You know, things like it got me through. It's the design for living that a human being couldn't design. That's the thing about it. And it's proven to me that there is a God. With that, I'll pass. And thanks for allowing me to share. My voice a little scratchy. Did a little dusting. Fall cleaning yesterday, but I'm still here. I'm gonna show up and say yes to my higher power. And with that, I'll pass. Love y'all. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. That I'll pass it back to you, Don.
Thank you so much, Dion R., for getting us started. I'm now going to open up the line to take the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Elaine
Joelle
B.
Elaine B. And Noelle, was that Noelle? Noelle E. I have Elaine
and
B.
Jody
and Noelle E. Jody E.
Jody E.
All right, let's get started with Elaine B., Noelle E., and Jody E. Go ahead, Elaine. Please
thank
share with
you so
us.
Much for you. Thank you so much for your service, Donna. So appreciate it. Yeah, a terrible dilemma. I had to be flat down, you know, and out and in the food in order to really have the desperation of a drowning man. But boy, oh boy, was I drowning. It was after a horrific relapse, and I just can't even tell you how bad it was. My mind was so fogged, and all I cared about was food, and had food hidden all over the house. And it was really impacting my marriage and everything, and I was so numb, I didn't even care. And so I knew I had to do 90 meetings in 90 days, and somebody gave me the number for Vision for You on day 45. And that very first meeting, the topic was, they call this plain insanity, in July of 2013. And the next day on a meeting, I heard words that have changed my life. We used to get our ease and comfort from food, but now we get our ease and comfort from God. So for me, what seemed at first a flimsy reed has proven to be the loving, powerful hand of God. I already had a God in my life. I already had a relationship with God, but I needed more. And that desperation, that gift of desperation, brought me to a place where I could have the experience that are written about in this book and talked about on this line every single day. And well, except Saturdays. And it's just amazing to me, you know, that I was able to find somebody to get me through the steps quickly, and that as I continue to do this design for living, which I understand is the steps, and so many of the steps point me back to this God of my understanding. And truly, what was a flimsy reed has proven to be the loving and powerful hand of God. And as I review my instructions for 10 and 11 every day, so many times it is based on the foundation of going back to a loving God. My favorite paragraph in this book is page 100, because it's for everybody. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power and you'll presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. So I need to have a higher power. I need to listen to a higher power. I need to obey my higher power. And I need to get the things that block me from my higher power out of the way using this design for living. And it's impacted every area of my life. And it can yours too. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine B. Noelle E., please share with us, followed by Jody E.
Thank you very much for your service, Dawn, and thank you to the lead chair. Hi, this is Noelle E., gratefully recovered here in Louisiana. Man, this is such a good paragraph. And what's standing out to me this morning is what once seemed, seemed at first a flimsy read has proven to be the loving and powerful hand of God. For me, my higher power is a blue heron over the river, kind of the whole thing, you know, that whole image there is what my higher power is, constantly shifting, constantly changing. Sometimes my higher power is the bird, I'm the river. Sometimes higher power is the river, I'm the bird. Oftentimes I'm the bank or the higher rivers, you know, higher power is the bank or the river, just everything, you know, that is my conception of God is never still, never settled. And like a flimsy reed in the bank of the river that was always there and seemed, you know, incapable is the powerful loving hand of God, and that is my experience. A new life has been given to me, a design for living that really works in every area of my life. My life is just totally different than it was before, and it's available to anyone, because if we seek our higher power, everything we need is there. So I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for your service and for this fellowship. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Noelle E. from Louisiana. Jody E., please share with us, and then I'll be opening up the lines to take some more names. We're on page 28, the first paragraph. Here was a terrible dilemma in which our friend, reading through two paragraphs, ending with a design for living that really works, on page 28. So go ahead, Jody, please share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic in California. So this takes me back to my very first meeting in 1988, when I sensed intuitively that the very first time I heard the 12 steps read, that this was a design for living that I needed desperately. My life was unmanageable. I was suicidal, nearly, extremely depressed and lost, totally lost. I was about 29 years old, actually had just turned 29. And I really knew when I heard these 12 steps that this is what I needed, a design for living. I felt like everyone else had a manual, but I didn't have one. So this became my manual for life. I memorized the 12 steps early on in my recovery, and I'm glad I did, because I can pull any one of them up at any time from memory. So I recommend that if you're new to put these to memory, these 12 steps. And they're there at our fingertips. They are a design for living. When I got here, it was total self-centeredness, self-consciousness, fear. I felt that I needed to be perfect, that I couldn't make a mistake. If I made a mistake, I was doomed to condemnation and failure and shame. And I learned here from these 12 steps that mistakes are normal. We all make them. but we have a design for living that allows us to admit them and to try to make amends to the best of our ability. So that was just that, and alone was just revolutionary for me. I don't have to be perfect. I get to be human. I get to make mistakes because they will happen, but I can also set them right as best I can. So that alone was so huge for me. And of course, developing this relationship with my higher power, which I did believe in, but I didn't have a relationship with. So through prayer and meditation and all the directions of the steps, I've been able to grow that relationship with my higher power. And together, thank you, we can do much. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jody E. And I'm now going to be taking the names of people who would like to share on these two paragraphs. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Susan S. in Florida.
Susan S.?
Yes.
And was there another person there?
Mo H. Kim T.
Got Susan S., Mo H., Kim T. Anyone else?
Adrian M.
Okay, let's go ahead with Susan S., please share with us, followed by Mo H.
Thank you. This is Susan S. in Florida. You know, I have underlined in my book, it says, made him a free man. I had been locked up in a prison of my addiction for so long that I didn't know what it meant to be a free man. I trusted God only so much. I didn't have a relationship with him. But when I became humble and I started to work the steps, great things happened. And I was able to start to have a relationship with the God of my understanding and become and start to get on the journey to become a free woman. And I was so restless, irritable, and discontent. I was so aggravated and anxious most of the time. It was just such a wonderful feeling for me to get abstinence again, get some clarity behind me for a few days, and again, find how wonderful God is for me. Yes, it is a design for living that really works. I have to work it. I cannot sit still. Action is the magic word, and I'm so grateful that I can take the action today and know what it feels like to be happy, joyous, and free. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan S. from Florida. Mo H., please share with us, followed by Kim T.
Yes, good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. This is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater here in Walnut Creek, California. What's coming up for me in these two paragraphs is the terrible dilemma of dieting and also slipping and also relapsing. And I've had many of them throughout the years. I have not had a straight path here in my recovery. But the good news and the freedom that I find in working these steps is that I am my worst critic. And I have learned by being in these rooms that you all forgive me, you all welcome me back, you all love me till I can love myself. And that's one of the things I've learned, this design for living, is to love myself. It's been a very tough journey for the last 2 years here. I did have a slip back a year ago. And slowly, the flimsy reed, I reached out because I can't do this alone. And the flimsy reed was my sponsor, who actually pulled me back and helps me every day when I go downhill into some sadness and depression. So that's the loving and powerful hand of God. The design for living, the first time I read that, I wished that I had been given this manual a long time ago in my life, because I didn't find these rooms until I was in my 40s and already had, you know, made a lot of dirt behind me. But the good news is that I was able to clean all of that up. I had made amends to my husband many times before he passed, so I know that I feel free and that he's at peace and that I can move on with my life as it is today, quite different than it has been. And I am just very grateful to be in these rooms, and that every one of you were so kind and sweet to me. I just am expressing a lot of gratitude for that today. And thank you for letting me share. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Mo H. from California. Kim T., please share with us, followed by Adrian M.
Hi, this is Kim T. Good morning. Compulsive overeater. And what I was looking at was the design for living. And then I also went back to the prior page and just looked at what the doctor was asking him to do. Asking Roland to do, he was basically saying you need a huge change, you know, with a rearrangement and have a vital spiritual experience, and telling Roland that his religious experiences weren't going to count. And that was the dilemma, that he didn't want to change, or I'm not, it doesn't say that, but I can only put myself in here and say, even though I mouthed the word that, yes, I want to change, I really didn't want to change. And I needed to be hit by a 2x4, and the world truly needed to be crumbling around me before I said, okay, I'll change. There's no other way. And I think, you know, someone said earlier about I wasn't given the manual to life, and I totally feel like that too. But I've also met normies, quote unquote, that feel like they weren't giving the manual to life, but it's how they dealt with that. They didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts. They didn't go to, you know, all the fast food places and so on and so forth to deal with their insecurities and their self-doubts. And so my emotions are just so much more enhanced. And yeah, just more severe, and thank God for God, is all I can say today. And I am so grateful that this design for living that does really work is a design that someone can help guide me through, like my sponsor's doing, and then hopefully I can help guide someone else. And it's not so ethereal, it's not so philosophical that I won't get it. It's fairly simple and very straightforward, and it's laid out in this book. And if I pay attention and don't get my mind wrapped up in too many outside issues, then I get it. It makes sense to me. And it is a design for living. And I'm incredibly grateful this morning that I am on the line and I'm abstinent and I'm willing to do the work today. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Kim T. Adrian M., please share with us. And if you'd like, please let us know where you're calling from so those on the member list could contact you. Go ahead, Adrian.
Good morning, everyone. It's Adrian M. from Florida. And this morning, I woke up in a terrible dilemma. It was my thinking. My life was unmanageable, so I had to pause today and work the design for living like I do every day. Just today it seemed bigger, those worldly clamors of today. where I got to see what was unmanageable and write them down. And I got to get a bigger God today that I was able to surrender these items to, these events, these people to, and use my God box and show where I was being selfish and dishonest and in fear, and use the steps, go to step 10 and look at how I was showing up, trying to be the director, manage my life. Life's not playing the script the way I want it to. I'm not facing reality. So I was able to go to step 11. How am I showing up? How does God want me to be today? A woman of faith and of peace, of patience, love, and tolerance, and this sense of ease and comfort and peace. Not by using the food, but by having a loving and powerful God with me, in me, as me, through me, came into me. And I have a priceless gift of serenity right now. I'm going to be able to go forward today knowing that all is in divine order and going to be okay. All I have to do is keep asking for God's will and doing the next right thing. So I am so grateful for this loving, powerful God and this design for living that really works if I work it. And today it's proven to me once again that it works. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for everyone's service.
Thank you so much, Adrienne M. from Florida. And now I'm going to be opening up the line to take more names of those who would like to share on page 28, the first two paragraphs, starting with, here was the terrible dilemma in which our friend, and ending with a design for living that really works. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Robin, Nancy L.
Okay, I have Robin P. and Nancy L.
Linnea B.
Linnea B.
Bonnie J. M.
And Elizabeth D. And we'll stop there. Okay, I have Robin P., Nancy L., Linnea B., Bonnie J. M., and Elizabeth D. Go ahead, Robin P., please share with us.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You know, this is a design for living that really works. You know, living in the steps and living in 10, 11, and 12 and being of service to God and myself is literally the opposite of what it's like in the disease. And it's such a miracle. My husband and I are visiting family, and we're going to go visit his father who has very severe Alzheimer's, and then we're going to go visit my dad who's 95. And all of this being of service to God and myself, when I was in the disease, I would never have been able to be of service. I would have been hiding in the food and completely detached and in my own food hell, and depressed and not being able to bring energy to any problem and help with a solution. And then after that, we're on our way. We're going to Europe for 3 months. It's a dream come true to travel through Europe. And, you know, without recovery, I never would have been able to do this. Or had the energy or believed that I could have my dreams come true. And it's literally because of this program and my recovery that I even get to do this. And I'm so grateful for abstinence and for my God squad and for the steps and for all the solutions here. And, you know, I just get to keep surrendering and trusting that all is well and that I'm in God's hands wherever we are, and that I get to take all of you with me and still participate and knowing putting my recovery first. So God bless everybody with a very blessed afternoon day. Thanks so much for your service, Dawn, and everyone who makes this meeting possible.
Thank you so much, Robin P. And now, Nancy L., will you share with us, followed by Linnea B.?
Hi, this is Nancy L. in California. I just wanted to say that the way I read that, I was the wavering reed. I was unstable. I was blowing in the wind and any diet fad or any issue there was. I was so mentally unstable that I was just useless to everyone, including myself. And through the help of my higher power and the Design for Living gave me the strength to look to my higher power, and he stabilized me. Instead of being crushed, I thought I was worthless. I thought I wasn't worthy of being helped and that there was nothing I could do. The solution has given me the Design for Living that has changed everything in my life. So I just wanted to say that. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and thank you for letting me share my path.
Thank you, Nancy L. from California. Linnea B., please share with us, followed by Bonnie J. M.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Linnea, and I am a compulsive overeater, and thank you, Dawn, very much. And I hope I had a brain CRS moment. Don or Donna? Ah, I apologize. Anyway.
No worries.
Oh, thank you. You know, here was the terrible dilemma in which our friend found himself. I mean, this is such a brilliant, the way he writes is such a brilliant way of helping me. I relate and identify to the problem and then to show me the solution. Oh my gosh. You know, because from the terrible place that I was in 20 days ago, you know, if this is telling me that I have a chance to be a free woman, you know, and I was scared to death to even hope with a little teeny tiny like toenail in a pond. I mean, I was just scared to death to hope. And one day at a time, one moment at a time, 1 hour at a time, you know, one phone call at a time, one meeting at a time. For today, I am a free woman and on my way, hopefully, to, or God willing anyway, to living this Design for Living. And I can't even tell you how grateful I am that it is documented here for us. For me, you know, this is a way that works, and we have the proof of so many people that it does work for, so I can have faith in it. But it's just absolutely beautiful that there is a Design for Living so that I can be free, because that bondage of self is a prison that is beyond painful. It's torturously painful. And to be free and out of that prison, and I'm walking out of it. I'm getting ready to do my fourth step or my fifth step here shortly. And I'm a little afraid, I have to say. But I'm looking at where my feet are. They're right here. So that's where I am today, and I'm in this Design for Living. So have a wonderful day, everyone, and thank you so much for the meeting. I so appreciate it. I'll pass.
Thank you, Linnea B. Bonnie J. M., please share with us, followed by Elizabeth D., and let us know where you're calling from, if you'd like.
Sure. I'm Bonnie J. M., and I'm calling from Anthem, Arizona. And, I just wanted to say this is one of my favorite paragraphs, and the reason being is when I first came into this program, prior to coming into this program, I was not significantly overweight, and I may not have been overweight at all, but what I was a white-knuckled thin person, and I was losing it, and I was also teaching a weight class in a building that had an OA meeting in it, and I was very judgmental about that because I didn't really understand it. And, you know, I thought, oh, my God, they just pray to God and the weight's going to fall off. How crazy is that? And then I had a member of one of my groups that wanted to go to this OA meeting, and I decided to go and check it out. And that was in the early 80s, and I have never left. And I cannot tell you what kept me there in the beginning. I did see the recovery. I didn't understand the steps. But I did get a sponsor that very first day, and I did start coming back. And I also went through three sponsors in the first year. And finally, one of the sponsors said to me, and I challenged everything. When we were going through the big book, I challenged every line. And finally she said to me, you're never going to get this because you're a challenger, and challengers never succeed. They just focus on challenging. And I heard that, and I decided to do the deal. And let me say, my life drastically changed. You know, there's a brochure that OA has, which I treasure, and I don't see it very often, but it's called If God Spoke to OA. And even though I don't like the word normal, there is a line in it that says, the help which has been keeping, and I replace normal with healthy, the help which has been keeping me healthy will keep you so just as long as you live this program. And that has been my experience. I have never probably been committed to anything in my life as much and as long as I've been committed to this program. And that's really what I realized, that, you know, when you commit, you do what you need to do, whether you really feel like it or not. And I swear my life is just, it's a whole new ballgame. So thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Bonnie J.M. from Arizona. Elizabeth D., please share with us. Star one, Elizabeth. Okay, perhaps she had to step away. I do have time for a couple more shares. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Tom L.
Tom L.
Ricky H.
And Ricky H. Okay, go ahead. Tom L., please share and let us know where you're calling from.
Hey, good morning, all. Tom L. I'm a compulsive overeater, live in Anaheim, driving to Newport Beach. Terrible dilemma. I've heard the prison house of addiction. I've lived, of course, many years there. It's comfortable. You know, I am institutionalized. I'm used to that kind of very limited life. I have people I can blame for it, so that keeps me going. Of course, I have all the food I can stand, you know, and I have my screens, so, you know, I get used to it. But what I have been blessed with, and what's a lot of people, unfortunately, and what I could easily have done, is I would have gone right through life with a little system, a little prison that would have carried me right through to the end. But for whatever reason, I'm kind of addict where everything spins out of control. And I end up in a terrible dilemma. And this poor Roland, I mean, he spent God knows how many millions of today's dollars trying to fix himself. And, you know, one of the best people in the world says, no, you're doomed. You're going to die unless there's some miracle. Sorry. What a terrible dilemma. I mean, that and for me, that happened several times in my life. I've tried, this is my several go-around recovery. But the last one was particularly horrible. And it forced me to make a choice. You know, you don't get to stay in the prison house. It's death row or the chapel, the recovery, whatever this place is. And I chose this 14 months ago today. Very glad I did. But self-will can always take charge again. And, you know, I stopped paying attention. Thanks for me, Sheriff.
Thank you, Tom L. from Anaheim. And now from California. Now, Ricky, please share with us and give me your initial and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Ricky H.
calling from Illinois, outside of Chicago area. Thanks for letting me share. I guess what jumped out at me today is the last sentence, of course, a program for living, a new way of living, a design for living that really works. And it is true. I've been in the program for a long time. It has happened for me. I have a life today that I never thought I could have. I work the program every day, every 24 hours, every minute, every 2 minutes, whatever I need to do. I use the tools and have this life that I have developed, but it took a long time. It took years and years. I heard someone say in the 80s, you know, I think it's definitely been since the early 90s that I've been in OA. And it's gradual and little by little, at least it was for me. And sometimes I didn't even notice that I was changing. I just kept doing what I was told to do. So today I have my tools. I know I have God. I have my higher power. And I know that whatever happens today is what's meant to be. And I don't always need to know the reasons behind that. I just want to share really quickly that I have a daughter, and she is a compulsive overeater. And she's in her 30s now, and she knows about OA, she knows about my program, and she's seen my changes, but she never wants to hear about it when I talk, so I try not to. Until today, she brought it up to me. She just started taking a medication for binge eating, and I just couldn't help it. I had to bring up, I said, I wonder if this is a good opportunity for you to look at the spiritual side of this disease that you're dealing with. And I talked about the program just a little bit, and then at the end, I said, look, if you are interested, if you want to join a meeting, if you want to listen to a recording, whatever it is, I'll give you the information, but I won't ask you again. It's up to you. And I would left it at that. And she was so appreciative, even though she's still fighting tooth and nail. I planted the seed. It's a small seed, but I did plant it. And I just wish the best for her because I love her so much. But I know that I cannot do it for her. It will be up to her, but I'll do the best I can to model and love her no matter what. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Ricky H. from Illinois. And we're now going to close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Lorraine N. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, Lorraine N., recovered gratefully in Oregon. A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.